Okay, today we have a special topic.
Že dnes máme takú špeciálnu tému.
As we move in farther into this new year.
Ako sa dostávame ďalej a ďalej do tohto nového roka.
Our topic today is about how do we look around us and see where God is working around us.
Takže tá téma je o tom, že ako sa pozeráme okolo seba, tak akým spôsobom môžeme vidieť, že kde Boh pracuje.
How do we see where God might be doing something and inviting us to step into it?
A ako môžeme vidieť, kde Boh pracuje a ako nás pozýva do toho, aby sme do toho vstúpili.
And I'll start with this illustration.
A začnem s takouto ilustráciou.
This, you know that I used to be a deer hunter.
Viete, že ja som zvykol byť polovníkom.
This is a deer stand.
A toto je
okay. Usually in Slovakia they build a stand, you know, like a little small house.
Aha, takže obyčajne si polovníci vybudujú tieto posedy.
But this one is portable.
Ale toto je také, že prenosné.
So it's movable.
Takže ja s tým môžem chodiť.
So all you need for this is a tree.
Takže jediné, čo k tomuto potrebuješ, je strom.
So you open it.
Takže si to otvoríš.
Like this, and then you take this off.
Takže si to takto otvoríš, potom toto dáš dole.
And then you, if you were the tree, then I would put it around the tree like this.
Takže ak ja som strom, tak by som to dal takto okolo stromu.
And aren't you afraid of, you know, that it will fall down? Of course. So then you stand, I would stand on the, like this, and I would put my feet in like this, and then I would hold the tree.
I don't hold it.
So you hold the tree, and then you pull your feet up, and then you put it down, and so you're like this, then you stand up again. Hold the tree, pull your feet up, and so you just
že on sa takto, takýmto spôsobom sa šplhá po strome.
So then, basically, you can go however high you like to go.
Takže týmto zariadením môže ísť tak vysoko, ako chceš.
Usually it's about, I would go maybe 15 meters.
Obyčajne by som išiel takých 15 metrov hore.
And because you want to be as high as possible, pretože, so that you can see down.
Pretože najlepšie je, keď si tak vysoko ako len môžeš, aby si mohol vidieť dole, dobre? Mal výhľad.
And but you can imagine. You can imagine.
Yeah, ale asi si vieš predstaviť.
On a cold morning when you're finished, you know, going 15 meters up.
Že na studené ráno, keď už si vyšplhal tých 15 metrov hore.
You just sit down.
Tak si tam sadneš.
Your feet are dangling.
A tvoje nohy sa tam kývajú.
You have your gun.
Máš tú zbraň v ruke.
But you're tired.
Ale si unavený.
You're totally tired.
Úplne unavený.
And usually hot.
A obyčajne je teplo, alebo je ti teplo.
Takes a lot of energy to go there.
A pretože to zobralo veľa energie, kým si tam vyšplhal.
And then you're trying to get yourself organized, you know, on this tree stand.
A potom sa snažíš na tom posede sa nejako usporiadať.
And there have been many times when I was so preoccupied with getting established and on the tree stand.
Veľakrát sa stalo, že som bol tak zaneprázdnený tým, že som sa tam snažil usporiadať na tom posede.
That I look up and there's a deer standing there looking at me.
Že som sa pozrel dole a tam bol jeleň, ktorý sa pozeral na mňa.
And as soon as you try to get the gun, of course they run away.
A potom keď sa dostaneš k tej zbrani, tak už utečú.
So my point is,
že tá pointa je,
I think sometimes in our Christian life we know what we're supposed to be doing, we know what our objective is.
Že niekedy v našich kresťanských životoch my vieme, čo je našim cieľom, čo by sme mali robiť.
But we can become so absorbed in the process.
Ale sme tak absorbovaní tým procesom,
that we can sort of forget actually what we're doing.
Že v podstate zabudneme, čo tam vlastne robíme.
And we're not even looking for deer.
A že už ani nehľadáme tých jeleniov.
We're preoccupied with process.
A že sme zaneprázdnení tým procesom.
That we are distracted and not focused.
Yeah, distracted. Totally distracted.
A že sme distracted.
No, proste rozpílení.
Rozpílení.
And there are plenty of other things to be distracted by. Sometimes there's a squirrel, sometimes there's a bird.
A je tam veľa vecí, ktorými môžeš byť rozptýlený, sú to veveričky, stáci.
So I would say of course, you know, we have instructions from God about what we should be doing, how we should be living as believers.
A by som povedal, že my máme z písma inštrukcie, ako by sme mali žiť ako veriaci.
For example, we know that we're supposed to be loving our neighbors.
Napríklad vieme, že by sme mali milovať svojich susedov, svojich blíznych.
So I would call this is like it's like static principle.
Tak ja by som to nazval statický princíp.
It's almost the same. But there's also so we know these static principles.
Takže my poznáme tieto statické princípy.
But there's also a dynamic part of this principle.
Ale je tam aj taká dynamická časť tohto princípu.
Because we have to know which neighbor we're supposed to love. What specifically do we need to do for them?
Pretože my musíme vedieť, ktorého konkrétneho suseda by sme mali milovať alebo čo presne by sme pre nich mali urobiť.
So I would say, you know, the specifics, the details are more like a dynamic.
A by som povedal, že tie detaily toho sú viacej dynamické.
Dynamic detail.
Dynamické detaily.
So many times we can know what the static principle is.
A mnohokrát vieme, čo je tým statickým princípom.
But if we're not sensitive to what God is saying on the dynamic side.
Ale ak nie sme citliví na to, čo ku nám Boh hovorí, čo sa týka tej dynamickej časti,
then the static principle really is not, doesn't do us any good.
Tak potom ten statický princíp nám nie je k ničomu dobrému.
If we're not watching and listening for the dynamic instructions from God, then we don't make any progress.
Ak nepočúvame a nepozorujeme, čo nám Boh hovorí k tomu dynamickému princípu, tak nerobíme žiadny progres, žiadny posun.
So we know that we're supposed to be looking and listening for God's movement, of course.
Takže my vieme, že by sme mali pozorovať a načúvať Božím pohybom.
But what kind of things are we supposed to be looking for?
Ale na aké konkrétne veci by sme mali pozerať? Čo by sme mali pozorovať?
Well, I know that when I'm on the deer stand,
takže ja viem, keď som na tomto posede.
I remember that when I started hunting, I was always thinking, I'm looking for a deer, like a whole deer.
Ja keď som začínal polovať, tak som si hovoril, že okay, ja hľadám toho jelenia, celého jelenia.
But after some time my fellow hunters told me, you're not really looking for the whole deer.
A potom moji kamaráti polovníci mi hovorili, že ale ty nehľadáš celého jelenia.
You're just looking for parts.
Ale stačia tie časti.
Because very often the deer are in the forest.
Pretože veľmi často je ten jeleň v lese.
In the bushes.
Alebo v nejakých kríkoch.
Or in the trees.
Alebo medzi stromami.
So you will never see the whole deer.
Takže možno nikdy neuvidíš celého jelenia.
And so you train yourself to look for the parts.
Takže ty trénuješ svoje oči, aby si nachádzal tie časti.
Maybe it's only some legs, you know.
Možno vidíš len nejaké nohy, labky.
Or an ear.
Alebo uši.
Moving. Or tail.
Alebo chvost.
So your eyes are trained to look for these moving parts.
Takže tie tvoje oči sa trénujú, aby pozorovali na tie pohyblivé časti.
Well, I think it can be the same.
in our walk with God.
A myslím, že to môže byť podobné s našim chodením s Bohom.
We're not going to see God.
My neuvidíme Boha.
We're not going to see a finger pointing, you know, that says this is the neighbor.
A neuvidíme prst, ktorý bude nám ukazovať, že toto je ten sused.
If you're waiting for that,
ak na to budeš čakať,
probably it's not going to happen.
Tak sa to pravdepodobne nestane.
So then what?
Tak čo teda?
Well, so that's what I want to talk about.
A o tom by som chcel dnes hovoriť.
Maybe we can say these are some God parts that we're looking for.
A možno by sme mohli povedať, že sú to nejaké Božie časti, na ktoré chceme sa zamerať, ktoré chceme pozorovať.
Some kind of sign that God is moving somewhere.
Nejaké znamenie, že Boh tam niečo robí.
So I have three today.
Takže ja mám dnes tri pripravené.
Three signs that we can look for to see that God is working.
A tri znaky alebo tri znamenia, na ktoré môžeme pozorovať a môžeme vidieť, že Boh tam niečo robí.
I would encourage you to write it down. Yeah. Some paper, some paper.
Chcem pozbudiť, aby ste si ich zapísali. Neviem, či máte pera a papiere.
There. So the first one.
Takže to prvé.
The first one is that sometimes there is a burning bush.
A to prvé znamenie je, že niekedy tam uvidíš horiaci ker, horiaci krík.
Sometimes the sign is like a burning bush.
Takže niekedy tým znakom je, alebo ten znak je ako ten horiaci ker.
It comes from the story of Exodus 3 where Moses saw the burning bush.
A je to z toho príbehu v Exodus 3, kedy Mojžiš videl ten horiaci ker.
It says that when he saw the bush but the bush was not being consumed.
A on tam stál a videl, že ten horiaci ker síce horí, ale nesorí.
So basically it was something really weird.
Že bolo to niečo veľmi zvláštne.
It was something that was happening that was highly unusual.
No, je to niečo, čo sa dialo a bolo to veľmi neobvyklé.
And so he knew this could be some clue that God is here. God is working. Takže
on vedel, že toto by mohlo byť nejaká stopa, že Boh tam niečo robí.
In Acts chapter 16 we read another similar story.
A v skutkoch 16. kapitole čítame o podobnom príbehu.
Remember when Paul and Silas were in jail?
A keď Pavol a Silas boli vo väzení?
They were all chained up.
Boli všetci spútaní.
Suddenly there was an earthquake, their chains fell off and the gates opened.
A zrazu tam bolo zemetrasenie, ich putá sa spadli a brány toho väzenia sa otvorili.
So I don't think there was any doubt in their mind that this is just not some coincidence.
Som si istý, že oni vôbec nepochybovali o tom, že toto nie je žiadna náhoda.
And so they knew this God is doing something.
Takže oni vedeli, že Boh niečo robí.
So what about today with us?
Takže ako sa to týka nás dnes?
What can be kind of a burning bush with us today?
Čo by mohlo byť tým horiacím krom pre nás v dnešnej dobe?
Well, there can be many, of course.
A môže byť veľa vecí.
But maybe it could look something like this.
Ale mohlo by to vyzerať napríklad takto.
That you get a new coworker in your company.
A že dostaneš nového kolegu v práci.
And they're assigned to you to be trained or they sit across from your desk.
A dajme tomu, že je priradený k tebe, že s tebou má spolupracovať alebo že sedí oproti tebe.
Wow, out of all the people that could come into the company, this person comes in and they're assigned to me.
Že zo všetkých tých ľudí, ktorí mohli prísť, tak práve tento človek sem prišiel a je priradený ku mne.
We should see that as that's pretty interesting.
Mali by sme sa na to pozerať tak, že je to naozaj niečo veľmi zaujímavé.
Or if you're a student, our teacher chooses us to do a presentation on Christianity.
Alebo ak si študent, tak dajme tomu učiteľ si zvolí teba, že ty máš robiť prednášku o kresťanstve.
We should feel like, wow, this is really a huge opportunity that just dropped into my lap.
Tak by sme sa na to mali pozerať ako veľkú príležitosť, ktorá nám proste spadla do lona.
Or we're going to our car in the morning.
Alebo ideme ráno do auta.
And our neighbor can't get their car started exactly at the time when I go to my car.
A sused tam sa trápi s autom, nevie ho naštartovať presne vtedy, keď ja vchádzam do svojho auta.
We should feel like this is a strange moment.
Tak by sme mali na tým rozmýšľať, že naozaj toto je zvláštny moment.
Things have aligned exactly in a way where I would be connected with this person.
A že tie veci sa stali práve vtedy a práve tak, aby som sa mohol spojiť s tým človekom.
I think I told you about the story of our neighbor who got locked out of their house.
Myslím, že som vám hovoril ten príbeh o našom susedovi, ktorý sa vymkol z domu.
We had about what was a lot of snow.
A bolo veľa snehu.
And I was trying to get out of my neighborhood in my car.
A ja som sa snažil vyhrabať z autom z toho našho susedstva v aute.
And when I got to the top of the hill,
a keď už som sa dostal až na vrchol toho kopca,
there was our neighbor standing out in the snow.
Tak tam bol
with a stroller.
Tak tam bol náš sused, ktorý tam stál v tom snehu aj s kočikom.
And her two little children.
A s dvoma deťmi malými.
And I thought, they have plenty of money, they have two cars.
A ja som si na tým rozmýšľal, že to je zvláštne, oni majú veľa peňazí, majú viacej aut.
Why is she... And she was going up the street like she was going to go to the bus stop.
A ona išla smerom hore, ako keby išla na autobusovú zastávku.
So I rolled the window down and said, like, what's going on?
Tak som stiahol okno a som sa spýtal, že čo sa deje?
And she said, I've locked myself out of the house.
A ona povedala, že ja som sa vymkla z nášho domu.
She said, I have a key.
Ona povedala, že mám kľúč.
But my husband put the other key from the inside in the door.
Ale môj manžel dal kľúč, svoj kľúč znútra dverí.
And I accidentally closed the door.
A ja som náhodou zavrel tie dvere.
And the garage door opener is in my husband's car.
A ten otvárač na garážové dvere sú je v aute.
And I thought, hey, just why don't you call him, you know?
A ja som rozmyslel, že tak prečo mu nezavoláš?
And she said, I left my phone in his car last night.
A ona povedala, že ja som si zabudla svoj telefón v jeho aute včera.
So immediately, you know, I said, well, come get in, you know, it's freezing, you know, and we took the stroller, put it in the back, I already had a car seat in the car.
Tak ja som jej okamžite povedal, že tak poďte do auta, naložili sme ten kočík, už som mal tú detskú sedačku v aute.
But after we took her into the city and, I mean, we really helped her.
A potom, čo sme ju zobrali do mesta, naozaj sme jej pomohli.
I looked back and thought,
tak som potom spätne nad tým premýšľal.
This was a setup.
What it was? Takže toto bolo niečo pripravené.
This was prepared.
Bolo to pripravené.
It was too weird.
Bolo to príliš zvláštne.
It was set up so that we could help our neighbor.
Bolo to tak pripravené, aby sme mohli pomôcť svojej susedke.
And I just felt like God had given it to us like a gift.
A ja som cítil, že to je proste niečo, čo nám Boh dal ako dar.
Because we don't have that many opportunities to connect with our neighbors.
A pretože nemáme tak veľa príležitostí, aby sme sa mohli spojiť so svojimi susedmi.
And so after that I started praying this way.
A potom som sa začal modliť týmto spôsobom.
I started praying, God, give us another one of those opportunities where only we can be the savior of our neighbor.
Že Bože, daj nám ďalšiu takú príležitosť, kde iba my môžeme byť tými záchrancami našich susedov.
But I felt like that situation was a total burning bush.
A verím, že táto situácia bol úplný horiaci ker.
But it's possible that we don't recognize them.
Ale je možno, že takéto situácie nerozpoznáme.
So I want you to think. And what burning bushes do you remember from the last month?
Takže chcem, aby ste premýšľali, že aké horiace kry si pamätáte z toho predošlého mesiaca.
Maybe you recognize them as being from God, maybe you didn't.
A možno ste ich rozpoznali, že je to niečo od Boha, možno nie.
But as you think back now,
ale keď teraz nad tým spätne premýšľate,
you remember any sort of thing like this.
Tak napadá vás čokoľvek z tejto oblasti.
Think about it for 30 seconds.
Takže premýšľaj nad tým 30 sekúnd a potom to povedz svojmu susedovi. Čo si pamätáš?
Okay. So it looks like you thought of some.
Vyzerá, že ste na niečo už prišli, na nejaké veci.
Because that is the reality that God is working around us.
A pretože taká realita, že Boh proste pracuje okolo nás.
And I think many times he wants us to see the part, the moving tail, the flapping ear.
A myslím, že veľakrát Boh chce, aby sme videli tie pohyblivé časti, tie chvosty alebo ucho.
He wants us to recognize it, but we're not paying attention.
On chce, aby sme to rozpoznali, ale my proste nedávame pozor.
So tell your story about the first one about the girl.
Ja som hovoril, akože mi napadlo, že ja som mal niečo také posledný mesiac, som dal za tým. A lebo v podstate celý mesiac idem makám a tam proste pracujeme, ale sme traja v týme. A jeden z nich je môj zákazník, ktorý už dlho pracujem, a jedna je vlastne nová taká kolegyňa mať v škole, ale už dlhodobo žije vo Viedni, hovorí po nemecky všetko. Ale akože nežije ako veriaci človek, proste nechodí do žiadneho spoločenstva nič. Ale už viackrát sme mali akože s ňou taký rozhovor, alebo som mal s ňou taký rozhovor, ale sme sa jeho proste dostali všetci krát do takých diskusí o kresťanstve.
Vedia, že ja verím v Boha.
A som zistil, že ona vlastne tam povedala, že vlastne jej otec je pastor v Koreji, on je protestantský pastor. A kedy si o sebe, akože na začiatku nehovorila, že ona je veriaca alebo niečo, teraz už o sebe tvrdí stále, keď sa zase dostane na tieto témy, a si ona hovorí, že ja som kresťan, ja som veriaci.
So I mean, he, one of his colleagues is a Korean, and he found out that her father is a pastor in Korea. So it's like, what? Okay, of all the people around, his colleague from Korea has a pastor as a father. It's like,
že ako je to možno, zo všetkých tých ľudí a jeho kolegyňa Korejka má otca pastora.
We should feel like something is moving here.
Že mali by sme nad tým premýšľať, takže niečo sa tam hýbe.
Did anybody else have one that they would like to tell or they heard?
Pracujem v ambulancii, ja mám možnosť...
A nechceš to v ambulancii povedať? Ja to môžem doslovať. Okay.
So, I work in the clinic as a doctor, and I'm consulting patients concerning genetics and...
Takže ja konzultujem tých pacientov ohľadom genetiky.
And they're hereditary diseases, and one God told me that I can give like small hands to those patients when I'm consulting them.
Like this one?
Teraz
mi odpovedal, že by som mohla podať ruku.
Že im tak naznačiť. Že im môže naznačiť niečo novú. And God told me that when they say that glory to God for something, like for example, if someone survived cancer, then I should also say glory to God.
A Boh mi povedal, že keď oni povedia, že sláva Bohu, keď sa niečo dobre stane, že niekto prežije rakovinu alebo niečo podobné, tak ja mám tiež povedať sláva Bohu.
So, and there was, I heard it one certain morning, and the same day, I was consulting a patient, and this happened. The day said, glory to God.
Takže toto ráno som to počul od Boha, a potom ten istý deň sa to stalo, niekto povedal, že sláva Bohu.
And I said it because it was like a buzzer.
A ja som to povedal, pretože to bol ako taký signál, tak som to nasledoval.
So and there was a quiet in the room.
A v tej miestnosti bolo ticho.
And we have a new colleague from she's not a colleague, but she's just doing some practice in our clinic.
Že máme jednu praktikantku v našej klinike novú.
She's from another town and she's there for about a month.
A je z iného mesta, je u nás asi mesiac.
And I could see that when she heard it, she was moving a little, like she paid attention to.
A som videla, že keď to začula, takže si tak trošku začala hýbať a že proste začala dávať pozor.
So after they left and we had a gap between patients, then she also noticed
Takže potom, čo oni odišli, tak mali sme nejakú chvíľu medzi pacientami čas, tak ona si tiež všimla ten môj náramok, čo mám na ruke. A je tam verš v hebrejčine. Že ja patrím môjmu milovanému a on patrí mne.
So we started this conversation about Judaism, about Israel, and slowly we got to Christianity.
Tak sme začali konverzáciu o judaizme, o Izraeli a spolu sme sa dostali až ku kresťanstvu.
And she said that she used to go to church.
A ona hovorila, že ona zvykla chodiť dávno, pred minulosti zvykla chodiť do kostola.
And she said that she thinks she remembers me from Bratislava from Word of Life, Slovo života.
A dokonca povedala, že si ma pamätá zo Slova života v Bratislave, z toho zboru. Čo bolo 20 rokov dozadu. A ona hovorila, že ja som zvykla byť veriaca a teraz sa navraciam.
So she's starting to read Bible again and she studied the Word of God more. And when I told her that we have a church here and we have a female cell group, then she said that she would probably join us.
Tak ona vravela, že ona si začína teraz znova čítať Bibliu a znova sa k tomu vrácať. A keď som jej povedala, že my mávame tieto ženské skupinky v zbore, tak ona vravela, že možno raz teda príde.
And she said that it was a good thing that I came here. I know that God sent me.
A ona povedala, že to bola dobrá vec, že som sem prišla. Verím tomu, že ma sem Boh poslal.
And our nurse also said that, well, I'm also surprised that you're here because our chief of the department, he never allows anyone to come in.
A dokonca sestrička povedala, že to je tiež zvláštne, že si tu, pretože náš vedúci oddelenia nikdy nedovolí akože niekoho sem len tak prísť.
So, I knew that was a supernatural moment.
Takže viem, že toto bol naozaj nadprirodzený moment.
And that even she recognized it. Even she saw
že dokonca aj, bush. A že dokonca aj ona to rozoznala ako horiaci kera. Dokonca aj tá sestrička.
By the whole setting, because we immediately started to talk like sisters. And she was looking at us like, have you met before?
A dokonca sestrička z tej situácie celé bola dotknutá, pretože videla, že my dve sme sa začali zrazu rozprávať ako sestry. Ona sa na nás pozerala, že vy ste sa už niekedy predtým stretli.
Yeah. What's her name?
Andrea.
Volá sa Andrea.
Let's pray for her now, yeah.
Takže modlíme sa za ňu teraz.
Miška, you want to pray for her?
Ježišu, ďakujem ti za to, že si to celé vymyslel za Andreu. Prosím ťa za jej srdce, prosím za to, že by sa nevzdávala v tých bojoch hľadaní teba. A daj prosím odvahu a naozaj jasné rozpoznanie toho slova do jej života. Amen.
No more stories.
Takže už žiadne ďalšie príbehy.
So because there's another one.
Pretože ešte tu ďalšia vec.
So burning bush is one.
Takže ten horiaci ker to je tá prvá vec.
The second is a simple question.
A to druhé znamenie je jednoduchá otázka.
The Bible is full of God movements that start with a question from somebody.
A Biblia je plná príbehov, ktoré začínajú nejakou otázkou od niekoho.
One of the most famous is when Andrew and John came to Jesus.
A jedna z najznámejšie je, keď Andrej a Ján prišli ku Ježišovi.
It's before they were disciples.
A predtým, než ešte sa stali učeníkmi.
And they, remember what they said to Jesus?
A pamätáte si, čo povedali Ježišovi?
They said, "Where are you staying?"
A oni sa ho spýtali, kde bývaš, kde spíš.
What if somebody asked you that?
A čo keby sa vás to niekto opýtal?
What would we say?
Čo by sme povedali?
None of your business.
A možno by sme povedali, že nie je to tvoja vec.
You shouldn't ask questions like this.
Nemal by si zapýtať takéto otázky.
Don't tell people where I live.
Ja nehovorím ľuďom, že kde bývam. Ale pamätáte si, čo Ježiš na to odpovedal?
Yeah, he said, come. But I'll show you. Come and see.
A Ale on im povedal, že poďte a uvidíte.
And if you track what happened, it says it was in the afternoon, like 4 o'clock.
A ak si všimnete, že čo sa potom dialo, bolo to asi 4 hodiny po obede.
And you can, it says the next day they left from him.
A tam je napísané, že až ďalší deň oni vlastne odišli od neho.
So they came with him, they spent the whole evening and part of the next day with him.
Takže oni prišli s ním, oni strávili s ním celý večer a až ďalší deň vlastne od neho odišli.
So he heard the simple question.
Takže on počul tú jednoduchú otázku.
And he recognized that something God was doing something.
On rozoznal, že Boh tam niečo robil.
And so he stepped into it.
Takže on do toho vstúpil.
He invited them to come with him.
On ich pozval, aby išli s ním.
And he invested in it.
A investoval.
And they became his disciples.
A potom sa z nich stali jeho učeníci.
So I don't think we need any more stories to know what that looks like.
Takže myslím, že nepotrebujeme žiadne ďalšie príbehy, aby sme vedeli, že ako to vyzerá.
But what does it look like today?
Ale ako by to mohlo vyzerať dnes?
What kind of questions do we get?
Aké otázky dostávame dnes?
Would you mind coming over and helping me move something in my house? It's like too big.
Že mohol by si so mnou a pomôcť mi niečo presunúť z dome? Je to príliš veľké.
Can you help me repair my car?
A môžeš mi pomôcť opraviť moje auto?
Would you like to go for coffee?
Išiel by si so mnou na kávu?
Or I'm inviting you to go skiing with us, camping with us, hiking with us.
Alebo pozývam ťa ísť na lyžovačku, na kempovanie, na túru.
If there's a foreigner who asks you, I mean, they don't know anything. They need everything.
Ak je to cudzinec, ktorý sa ťa niečo pýta, tak oni nevedia nič. Oni potrebujú všetko.
If they're asking you for something, you know they desperately need help.
Takže ak oni sa pýtajú, tak vieš, že oni zúfalo potrebujú pomôcť.
Or a kind of life questions. Have you ever thought about the afterlife? Do you believe in the afterlife?
Alebo nejaké životné otázky, keď sa ťa niekto spýta napríklad, že veríš v živote po smrti?
Or have you ever had marriage problems? I'm having marriage problems.
Mal si niekedy problém v manželstve? Ja mám problémy v manželstve.
Has your husband ever cheated on you?
A podvádzal ťa niekedy manžel?
We get these questions. They're just questions from people.
My dostávame takéto otázky, to sú proste otázky.
And we can I'll tell this story about Gwyneth.
Ja poviem príbeh o Gwyneth.
I was sharing with Gwyneth last week what I was preparing.
Ja som sa zdieľal s Gwyneth minulý týždeň ohľadom prípravy na túto kázeň.
And she said, my classmate and I have been praying for our class.
A ona povedala, že moja spolužiačka a ja sme sa modlili za našu triedu.
And she said, last week, one of my classmates came and asked me, would it be okay if I come with you to your youth group sometime?
A minulý týždeň moja spolužiačka prišla za mnou a sa ma spýtala, že bolo by okay, keby som išla s tebou na mládež?
Just out of the blue.
A len tak z čistého neba.
And Gwyneth was like, that is evidence that God is moving.
A Gwyneth hovorila, že to je dôkaz, že Boh tam niečo robí.
She knew it, she felt it.
Ona to vedela, ona to cítila.
Oni
sa za tých spolužiakov modlili už nejaký čas.
Peťo Hrubo was telling me a story about one of our renters in Compass building.
Tiež Peťo Hrubo mi hovoril príbeh o jednom nájomníkovi v našej budove Compassovej.
It's the guy who rents the restaurant.
Je to ten chlapík, ktorý si prenajíma reštauráciu.
Often we're there as a organization in the restaurant having some kind of function.
What?
We're using the restaurant many times as a Compass, like school of leaders. Okay.
Takže my často ako organizácia používame tie priestory na nejakú akciu, ktorú máme.
And they're usually preparing lunch for us.
A oni obyčajne pre nás pripravujú obed.
So they're always kind of in there in the same room with us.
Takže oni sú stále v jednej miestnosti s nami.
And I've often wondered if they listen.
A ja som vždy rozmýšľal nad tým, že či počúvajú.
Well, just last week, the owner said to Peťo.
A minulý týždeň ten majiteľ povedal Peťovi.
Oh, what did he say? He said, I've been listening to some of the things that you all are saying.
A on hovoril, že som počúval nejaké tie veci, čo, o ktorých ste sa rozprávali.
And he said, would it be okay if like we came and like really listened, like just sat and listened to it?
A že bolo by v poriadku, keby sme proste prišli a naozaj boli medzi vami a počúvali?
Just a question.
Je to proste otázka.
And of course Peťo recognized it.
A samozrejme Peťo to rozpoznal.
It's a longer story, but now Peťo is doing look study with the man and his wife.
A je to dlhší príbeh, ale teraz Peťo robí štúdium Lukáša s týmto chlapíkom a jeho ženou.
Just because of this one little signal.
A je to kvôli tomu malému signálu.
As a question.
Kvôli tej otázke.
So my question for us is, you know, sometimes when people ask us a question, we feel like it's an irritation rather than an invitation.
A niekedy, keď sa nás ľudia pýtajú, tak to cítime skôr ako nejakú iritujúcu vec, namiesto toho, aby sme to cítili ako nejaké pozvanie.
It always, maybe it comes at the wrong time.
A možno je to v nesprávny čas.
Or it's from a person that we didn't expect.
Alebo je to od osoby, od ktorej sme to nečakali.
And so we're surprised.
Takže sme prekvapení.
Maybe not ready.
A nie pripravení.
But why do we sometimes see questions as irritations instead of invitations?
Ale prečo niekedy tie otázky vnímame viac ako iritujúce namiesto ako pozvanka?
Let's just say it out.
Takže proste to povedzte nahlas.
Sorry?
Že prečo?
Že why?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just having a bad day.
Takže máme proste zlý deň. Nie je to správny čas, niečo musím práve robiť.
Yeah, just too busy to stop.
Konkrétne pred dvoma týždňami sme boli na zápase s Davidom.
Two weeks ago it happened to me, we were on the... So 2 weeks ago it happened to me that I was with Dadik on the floorball. And we were in one room with all the parents together. And these parents are like, you know, already they know each other, but we are new there because Dadik is new there.
Jedna žena, ktorá sa zbaví takým voľstvovej skupiny.
And one of the women who is like leader of this group of parents. She asked me.
Počula som, že robíš manželské poradenstvo.
I heard that you are doing like marriage counseling. And it wasn't pleasant for me.
Pretože ona sa ma druhú otázku opýtala, a to robíš skrze faru?
Because the second question from her was like, you are doing this through the, you know, this Catholic church?
And I said, no.
And I said, yeah.
A musím povedať, že som rýchle ukončila the conversation.
And I quickly stopped the conversation. And maybe that was wrong. So the answer to question why, it was unpleasant for me, that's why.
It's not convenient time or situation.
Nebol to dobrý čas alebo dobrá situácia.
Okay, so we could have bigger discussion about that, but
mohli by sme mať väčšiu diskusiu ohľadom tohto?
It happens that we don't respond to the sign from God because of whatever is going on in our life.
Ale často sa stane, že my neodpovieme na ten signál od Boha, pretože kvôli veciam, ktoré sa dejú v našich životoch.
And it would be better if we recognize that it's something from God and just stop if possible or make another appointment, you know, with them.
A bolo by lepšie, keby sme rozoznali tú situáciu a proste sa zastavili alebo sa dohodli na inom čase s tými ľuďmi.
You know, if you could be so bold and say, it's too busy here, but can we have coffee, you know, after? I would love to have coffee.
A možno keby si bola odvážna a povedala, že proste je to tu príliš veľa ľudí, tak mohli sme si dať kávu niekde inde.
Or just, can I have your number? We'll make some contact.
A môžeme si vymeniť kontakty.
So that's the question.
Takže to je otázka.
The last one is first was the burning bush, second was the question.
Takže tá prvý signál bol horiaci ker, druhý bola otázka.
Third is that there's often a crisis.
A ten tretí signál alebo znamenie, že často je nejaká kríza.
A crisis is from God.
A kríza je od Boha.
There's so many stories about scripture from scripture about this.
A je strašne veľa príbehov v písme o tomto.
It's the great thing about scripture is that we see the whole picture now.
Je to skvelá vec na písme, že my vidíme teraz celý príbeh, celý obrázok.
Easily say, that's why God did that.
A teraz môžeme jednoducho povedať, že že preto to Boh urobil.
And so many times we can see that God created the crisis and that he had a plan for it.
A často môžeme vidieť, že Boh vytvoril nejakú krízu, ale mal nejaký plán.
Here's just a couple of examples. One,
nejaké príklady.
Was Luke chapter 9 with the feeding of the 5,000.
Lukáš 9. kapitola, kde bolo nakrmených 5,000 ľudí.
It was one of the greatest miracles of the Bible.
A je to jeden z najväčších zázrakov Biblie.
And it started with a crisis.
A začalo to krízou.
There was no food.
Nebolo jedlo.
Everybody was hungry.
Všetci boli hladní.
Everybody nervous.
Nervózni.
People stressed out. No food.
Vystresovaní, nemali čo jesť.
What are we gonna do?
Takže čo urobíme?
And it looks like nobody understood it except Jesus.
A zdá sa, že nikto tomu neporozumel okrem Ježiša.
And he was kind of playing with the disciples, you know.
A on sa tam tak trochu hral s tými učeníkmi.
Seeing if maybe they would get it.
A snažil sa vidieť, že či tomu oni porozumejú, ale neporozumeli. Takže on ich tlačil a hovoril, že choďte a uvidíte, či niečo nájdete. Že ako mám nakrmiť také množstvo ľudí s niečím, čo nájdem, že to je nemožné.
But Jesus already knew. He knew what was coming.
Ale Ježiš už vedel, čo príde.
So that's, I think that's the way it is with us. He gives us a little opportunity.
A často to je s nami, že on nám dá nejakú príležitosť.
Puts a little crisis in.
Nejakú krízu.
And just waits for us to see how we're going to respond.
A proste sleduje, ako budeme odpovedať na to.
Are you going to fall apart or are you going to see it as the opportunity that I'm creating?
A rozsypeš sa, alebo to uvidíš ako príležitosť, ktorú som ja vytvoril.
Then there was the story Acts 28 about Paul and the shipwreck, remember?
A potom skutky 28, kde Pavol a stroskotaná loď.
He was on the way to Rome.
Kedy išiel do Ríma.
And the ship, they have a storm and the ship fall apart. You know, they run aground or something.
A oni mali, bola tam búrka a proste tá loď tam narazila do niečoho.
Can you imagine? He's swimming, you know, to the shore thinking, what is this? I'm the Apostle Paul.
A viete si to predstaviť, ako on pláva k tomu pobrežiu a premýšľa na tým, že čo sa deje, ja som Apoštol Pavol.
And if that wasn't enough,
a ako by to nestačilo?
As soon as they get to the land, remember what happened?
A len čo sa dostali na pobrežie, viete, čo sa stalo?
He's warming his hands or building the fire. A snake bites him on the hand.
On si tam hreje ruky nad ohňom a had ho uhryzne.
And it says when they saw the snake hanging from his arm.
A tam je písané, že keď oni videli, ako ten had visí z jeho ruky.
And it says that they all thought, aha, this guy is bad.
Tak oni všetci si mysleli, že aha, tak tento chlapík je zlý.
And he'll die.
A zomrie.
He got what he deserved.
A dostal to, čo si zaslúži.
Now we know.
Teraz už vieme.
But then nothing happened.
Ale potom nič sa nestalo.
And suddenly they all were like, he's a god.
A potom zrazu oni boli akože fú, že on je Boh.
It was all organized for him for God to get the glory, but for him to be have authority.
To bolo pripravené tak, aby Boh dostal chválu a slávu, ale aby Pavol dostal príležitosť.
But he had to go through the shipwreck and have the snake bite.
A on musel zažiť to stroskotanie tej lode, musel zažiť toho hada.
To get to where God wanted him to be.
Aby sa dostal na miesto, kde Boh chcel ho mať.
So, what about crisis in our lives?
Takže čo krízy v našom živote?
What crisis are you enduring right now?
Akú krízu prežívaš teraz?
That maybe God is trying to show you that it's a sign.
A kde sa Boh možno snaží ti ukázať, že je to znamenie?
Sign of his movement.
A znamenie jeho pohybu.
And through the crisis he's inviting you to step into something that he has planned.
A cez tú krízu ťa pozýva, aby si do toho vstúpil. A robil niečo, čo má on pripravené pre teba.
Give that some thought.
Takže popremýšľajte nad tým.
So I'll conclude with this thought.
Čiže ja to uzavriem touto myšlienkou.
Our lives are not just something for our own pleasure, for us to get the most money.
Takže naše životy nie sú len pre naše vlastné potešenie, len preto, aby sme získali čo najviac peňazí.
To enjoy as many cool things as we can in life.
Aby sme si užili toľko dobrých vecí v živote, koľko si len môžeme.
We're part of God's master plan that's going on all around us all the time.
A my sme súčasťou veľkého Božieho plánu, ktorý sa deje okolo nás.
And he's giving us opportunities to enter into that plan all the time.
A on nám dáva príležitosti, aby sme vstúpili do toho plánu úplne neustále.
So I would challenge us to wake up tomorrow morning with this expectation.
Tak ja nás chcem vyzvať, aby sme sa zajtra ráno zobudili s týmto očakávaním.
That today I will see the movement of God.
Že dnes budem vidieť pohyb Boží.
And I will recognize it and I will respond to it.
A ja ho rozpoznám a budem na ňu odpovedať.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mateo.
I would like to tell you some my experience about movement of God. Mm-hmm.
Chcel by som vám podať svoju skúsenosť s tým Božím pohybom, s tým Božou akciou.
It happened more than one month ago.
Takže stalo sa to asi viac ako mesiac dozadu.
Probably, I don't know whether you are familiar with what I'm doing, like a job.
Takže neviem, či viete, čo ja robím ako prácu.
Yeah, I'm qualified to be a teacher of drums and guitar, like a teacher of music.
Takže ja som hudobný učiteľ.
And, but now actually I do something else. I work in a bakery as a baker.
Ale teraz robím niečo iné, som v pekárni, pracujem ako pekár.
Yeah, so one guy, something like a teenager, came to help us.
Že jeden teenager nám prišiel pomôcť.
That I saw him so chaotic and confused there.
Ja som tam videl takého zmeteného, so chaotického.
I had mercy. I think that God led me to do this. I had a mercy on him.
Ja som cítil milosť pre neho, verím tomu, že Boh mi to dal.
Yeah, on this young boy. And I just came to him and I told him this.
Ja som proste k nemu prišiel a povedal som mu.
Do you believe in God?
A veríš v Boha?
He said yes.
A on povedal, že áno.
So I asked him, but he is real to you?
A som sa spýtal, a je pre teba skutočný?
He told me no, I don't think he is real to me.
A on povedal, že nie, nemyslím si, že je pre mňa skutočný.
So I got this boldness of God and I just told him, can I pray for you right now?
A ja som povedal, že môžem sa za teba modliť teraz.
Because I survived 4-year crisis, I struggle with the heavy sickness. Now I am healed, but before I was a Christian, I had terrible sickness for 4 years. I am healed now, but God, I believe, prepared me to do this.
Pretože ja som 4 roky prežíval krízu, mal bol som chorý, ale teraz som uveril, ale keď som uveril v Boha, tak Boh ma uzdravil.
Yeah, that I'm really into it in this healing. I'm praying for people.
A ja som naozaj do tejto veci uzdravenia, ja sa modlím za ľudí.
Yeah. So he was not even sick like it's in biblical examples. He was not sick.
A on nebol chorý.
But I just want to demonstrate the power of God to him, not by talking, but to demonstrate it.
A ja som chcel demonstrovať Božiu moc pre neho, nie len hovoriť.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about God with people because I was such an atheist that the only thing that was able to convert to me, to believe in Jesus, to accept him, was the miracle.
Takže ja,
I was born again this way.
Ja nerad ľuďom hovorím o Bohu, pretože ja som bol taký ateista, taký neveriaci, že jediné zázrak ma mohol presvedčiť, že Boh je skutočný.
Yes, so I put hands on him.
Takže ja som na neho dal ruky.
And I prayed, Jesus, show him right now that you are real by your power.
Ja som sa modlil, že Ježiš, ukáž mu, že si skutočný svojou mocou.
Yes, he started to cry.
On začal plakať.
He was touched by God, and then I asked him, what did you feel?
A on začal plakať, bol dotknutý, ja som sa spýtal, že a čo si cítil?
He told me this. I feel such a heat, it's so such amazing, such a heat and release.
A ja cítim také teplo a uvoľnenie.
Yeah. What was that? And he was asking, what was that?
A on sa ma pýtal, čo to bolo?
Do you have some psychics? Do you have some powers?
Že máš nejaké, čo psychic? Nejaké nadprirodzené sily máš?
Ja
som hovoril, že nie, ja som nie žiadny čarodejník, to je proste duch Boží.
Yeah, I'm not into magic.
Ja som není do
kúziel. Like, wow, it's cool, I believe in Jesus.
A on teraz povedal, že fú, že to bolo skvelé, ja teraz verím v Ježiša.
Yeah, and so I have to make some little... vizitky, niečo také chcem spraviť, aby som tí ľudí ďalej nasmeroval.
So I want to make some kind of cards.
This is start Christian cards, kind of like to give to people when I pray for them.
Že chcem vytvoriť takéto kartičky, aby som mohol tým ľuďom dávať.
Do you remember his name?
I don't even know.
Pamätáš si jeho meno?
No. It was the last time. I really believe it was from God, because I don't normally don't have such a boldness.
A verím, ale že to bolo od Boha, pretože obyčajne nemám takúto odvahu.
Let's pray for him now. Yeah. Is he still working with you?
No, he was there just one time. Oh. Like a volunteer.
So you got to find him, but when you see him again, you'll know it's the burning bush. Yeah.
Takže keď ho znova uvidíš, tak budeš vedieť, že to je horiaci ker.
So Father, thank you for these truths from your word.
Takže Otče, ďakujem ti za tieto pravdy z tvojho slova.
Thank you for Martin's boldness to step toward people.
Ďakujem ti za Martinovú odvahu, že vykročil voči týmto ľuďom.
Give us all boldness to respond to your signals.
A daj nám všetkým odvahu, aby sme odpovedali na tie signály od teba.
So that people can come to know you and situations can bring glory to you.
Aby ľudia ťa mohli spoznať a aby tie situácie ťa viedli tých ľudí ku tebe.
And that we would be inspired that you are working all around us all the time.
Aby sme aj my boli inšpirovaní, aby sme videli, že ty neustále pracuješ okolo nás.
Amen.
Amen.